Well, Eddie, we're approaching Josh Warrington, the next big fight. Just how much are you looking forward to it?
I'm so excited. I'm always excited to come to Leeds, but I'm excited about the fight this time, because this is the fight where we really find out if Josh Warrington's got it. We find out if he's a world-class fighter. And I'm nervous because I know how good Joel Brunker is, and I know particularly how well he's prepared. You know, he's flown over probably 2 weeks prior to the fight, which, you know, they're spending their own money. They're coming over to prepare, and the atmosphere is always going to be electric. But, you know, I was talking up there, Josh Warrington's not just a huge ticket seller. He's a great fighter, but I feel like this is the fight that's going to give him the credit that he deserves and really push him forward to that world title fight.
And looking at Warrington, he's fighting someone who's only lost once and obviously lost to Lee Selby, someone Warrington will be wanting to fight in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, there's always comparisons. Obviously, Selby did very well against Brunker and stopped him, I think, 9 or 10 rounds. But, you know, this is not about Lee Selby, this is about Josh Warrington. This is his big test. And I believe that this has really driven him in the gym. I think his last fight, he boxed well, but I don't think he had the motivation like he's got for this one. I was just looking at him there squaring off against each other, and I said to Tony Bellew, these two are going to be absolutely relentless, and they will be. They're two young whippersnappers who have engines the size of houses. They will just be in each other's face all night. It's a fight of the year contender. And fingers crossed, Josh does the business.
And the atmosphere, the crowd, it looks like it's another sellout. Yeah. And it really is just going to be so many fans singing, marching on together. It will be a real memorable moment.
It's the best atmosphere in boxing. And, you know, again, we know Josh is a great ticket seller. We know the atmosphere is so wonderful in Leeds. But do we know Josh Warrington is world level? And we'll find out on Saturday night.
And looking at Yorkshire and boxing, I mean, it only feels like yesterday since the fight in Hull, and also Kell Brook's next fight has been announced, and it's another tough one for Brook.
Oh, you know, I know that people want Kell to fight Floyd Mayweather and they say, oh, Diego Chavez. Watch Diego Chavez against Tim Bradley, which he drew. Watch Diego Chavez against Brandon Rios, which he was winning. This is the toughest fight of Kell Brook's career. This is a tougher fight, in my opinion, than the Sean Porter fight. And I'll tell you, this is a real big test for Kell Brook on the 24th of October. Like you said, boxing in Yorkshire at the moment is absolutely flying, and there's some huge nights coming up.
And looking at Warrington, do you think if he wins this one, the next one will be Selby?
I think so. I mean, I think the Selby fight is one that could happen next year here. So that would give him the opportunity to probably get one more in. But I think if he can beat Brunker on Saturday night, then we can really start making plans for the Selby fight. It's a fight that I believe can be made quite easily. It's a fight that here would do 40,000, I believe. And, you know, but again, we need to see the proof in the pudding that Josh Warrington, and he rightly said up there, you can't just jump into fights like that. You've got to show you're ready for fights like that. And this on Saturday night will show us exactly that.
And we're here at Elland Road, and Leeds United fully backing Josh Warrington. So you're saying that there could be a fight here in a couple of months' time?
It would have to be here because it's too big for the arena. So, you know, I think we like creating events that, you know, people can look back at and that go down in history. Even the one in Hull the other week, you know, 15,000. So I'll watch it back and just think it's a wonderful event for the city. And we can replicate that here, but bigger, because of the following that he's already got. You know, we'll have 10,000 in there again on Saturday night. It's unheard of in British boxing. And, you know, the city should be proud because they really get behind Josh Warrington. And in a fight like Saturday night, that can sometimes just give you the slight edge when they're so evenly matched.
And looking at the prediction then, do you think it's going to be going on 12 rounds?
I believe it will. Yeah, I think, you know, I think it could be a late stoppage. But again, these guys are going to work at such a high pace throughout this whole fight that a late stoppage can definitely happen. But I think it's going to be one gruelling encounter.